previously on Jelly.
The Sabbath is a wonderful blessing, isn't it?
It sure is. I'm glad God gave it to us. I don't think tonight could get any better.
Did you get that for us, Jelly?
Make sure you're careful with that, sweetie. It's a lot of yogurt.
Of course I will, sweetheart.
You know, I wouldn't say anything. It's just that it just vacuumed, and you know, I'm a little particular.
I know.
Cows, I win!
Me too!
Yeah, you won too, but I won first, didn't I?
And I got him second!
So, Jelly, did you enjoy your cousin Chip's visit this past week?
Yes, yes, yes!
How about you, Chips?
Sure did! Right like right, mate!
We're gonna miss you, Chips.
I had a whole lot of fun hanging out with me cousin Jelly. He's my garden. Garden gates. Gates, garden gates. You're me mates!
So, Chips, if you get hungry on the plane, remember I packed some of your favorite snacks in your lunchbox. Steak and kidney pie, beef bangers and mash, and Yorkshire pudding.
Delicious, mate! I'm from the East End of London!
What?
West Ham United!
Wet Spam United!
Did you say Wet Spam?
Yeah.
West Ham United is my favorite football team. Get it right, Jelly. No, I'm just kidding. You did great.
And we don't cheer Spam for several reasons.
Hey, Jelly, Chips, did you realize there's a special holy day coming up soon?
Boom, boy, yeah, I've been knowing them since I was a little, you know, on the count of three, let's say it on the count of three. One, two, three.
Pentecost.
Pentecost. Pentecost.
That's it, yeah. Okay, you got it. Pentecost. Yeah, the feasts are really important. God tells us to keep these special holy days to help us understand his plan.
You better warm up them vocal cords. We're about to sing a song.
Do you want us to test you and see how well you know your feast days from the Bible?
Yeah, test me.
Do you know God's feast in the spring and in the fall?
I'm happy to say that I can name them all.
Can you find where they're written down for us to see?
They're recorded in Leviticus chapter 23. What's the 14th day of the first month in the spring?
It's the Passover of Jesus Christ the King.
On the 15th day, can you tell me what begins?
Days of unleavened bread means getting rid of sin. Can you count 50 days from the wave sheaf offering?
That is Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came.
Then the months go by and we watch the summer go.
What do you learn?
It's the day of trumpets when Jesus Christ returns.
And the 10th of the month is what holy day?
It's the day of atonement when sin is put away.
Next, the Feast of Tabernacles is a time of happiness.
When Christ will reign and the whole world will be blessed.
On the last great day, what does God have in mind?
He would offer salvation to all of mankind.
Do you know God's feast in the spring and in the fall?
I'm happy to say that I can name you all.
And the seven feasts which God gave to man are the seven steps in God's eternal plan.
That was so much fun. Hey, you boys learned an important lesson
today.
Dear. Yes, dear?
No, dear!
Okay, we're here. So, okay. And none of it's on the car. So, all right.